Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
What's up, Podcast Land? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter with your hosts,
Big Lance and Phil.
It's all right. That's cool. I'll fix it in post. Tonight, we are talking about the 2014. Tonight, we are talking about the 2014 John Wick, Keanu Reeves.
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted. They're talking about a Bill and Ted 3. I'm excited. All right. You get Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter back together. All right, so I'm going to go into the plot line of this movie. Just real quick, a man called John Wick is grieving for the loss of his beloved wife. Helen, John Wick's wife, has recently died of an illness. Unknown. They didn't really mention if it was cancer or what. But he goes to her funeral and receives condolences from an old friend,
I think it
Marcus.
Was cancer, because didn't she lose her hair?
Sounds legit. At home, John receives a special delivery, which is the last gift from his wife, an adorable puppy that becomes his pride and joy. He really did love that fucking puppy.
And it was like a little beagle, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a sweet little pretty dog. One day, John goes to the gas station in his 69 Mustang, and the Russian asks the price he wants for his car. John advises him that the car is not for sale and returns home.
And he says, everything's got a price, bitch, but he says it in Russia. And what does fucking he know? Russian. And he says, this don't got a price, bitch.
In Russian.
And then he gets an attitude with him, and the big fella's like, no, don't fuck with him. Let's just go.
All right, well, during the night, the Russian, who is the son of the powerful Russian mobster, Vigo, breaks into John's house with another gangster and beat John, kill the precious dog, and steals his car. The Russian
That's fucked up, dude. Yeah. Man, that shit fucking hurt my feelings when he killed that dog, man. That hurt me to the core. You don't fucking kill a fucking precious little dog that ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Right. Well, the Russian learns that John Wick was...
And that guy that killed the dog... He played in Game of Thrones.
I've never watched that.
But I was just letting you know. It's a little something that our Podcast Land loves to know.
Okay. Well, the Russian learns that John Wick was the unbeatable hitman who used to work for his father.
Who's he learn that by? John Leguizamo.
Yep. Known as the guy you hire to kill the boogeyman, the Russian soon realizes that he messed up with the wrong person. Now John Wick has lost everything he loved and wants the head of the Russian. Vigo decides to protect his son at any cost.
All right, well, let me tell you something.
This movie's action-packed, and if you like action, bam, you're going to like
dude,
it.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, fucking Keanu Reeves has been goddamn doing some badass training for this movie, dude. Mm-hmm. He's been doing some badass squad team-like training, dude. This motherfucker knows guns. He is familiar with guns. He's familiar with tactical skills. I'm going to tell you right now, this goddamn Russian don't know who he's fucking with, man. But his daddy does. And John Leguizamo does. This Russian's just like a little shit for nothing rich boy who gets what he wants, plays video games all day, and goes out and tries to be a hard ass. And don't know who the fuck to fuck with and don't know who not to fuck with. And he fucks with the wrong motherfucking person. And when John Leguizamo slaps him in the fucking face and says, it's all, he's like, my daddy's gonna fucking kill you. He's like, it's all right. He'll understand. You fuck with the wrong fucking Wick.
Yeah.
And then what's his daddy say? We hired this man to kill the fucking boogeyman.
No, he asked him, he says, who is he? The boogeyman? He was like, no. This is the man you hired to kill the boogeyman.
Yeah. So everybody knows John Wick. He's the baddest ass motherfucking mobster hitman there is.
Ex-mobster hitman. He's no longer in service.
And you took everything that he loved after
took what he had left.
That's all he had left, man. At the beginning of the movie, he is fucked up. He's fucking walking on a crippled ankle. He's like, John Wick, dude, every fucking shot is a kill shot. Every fucking shot is a head shot. If he shoots you in the stomach, it is just so he can get a better shot and shoot you in the head.
If he shot you in the stomach, he meant to shoot you in the stomach.
Yeah. Well, if he shot you in the stomach, it was just so... It was because y'all was in a fucking tussle, and he had to shoot you in the stomach just so he can get a better shot to shoot you in the head. and then he shot you in the fucking head. You know what I mean? Every shot was a kill shot. He might have double tapped sometimes. Reference from Zombieland that we haven't put out yet. But we'll do again.
We have to do it again.
We will do it. We will do that again because Zombieland is worthy of a podcast. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Where was we at?
We were talking about John Wick shooting you in the stomach so he can shoot you in the face.
Pretty much. And he's just a badass in this movie, man. And I'll tell you what. Every movie Keanu Reeves is in, they give him some bad fucking lines. But he pulls them off. Every movie.
Sometimes.
It's a Keanu Reeves line. And you know that it's fucking awesome. I don't give a shit. It's
well,
like
this was a Keanu Reeves
like
vehicle.
It's like Point Break. He's like, the FBI is going to pay me to surf? Cool. You know what I mean? Whoa. He's going to pay me to surf?
Should we do a Point Break comparison with the remake?
You wanted to one time.
I do want to. But anyway, all right. Favorite parts on this movie. What parts on this movie really stood out and made you go, I love this movie or I hate this movie?
I'm going to say every action scene in this movie for me was like
The Matrix. Meets Jack Reacher.
Yes.
It was like if Neo and Jack Reacher had a love child, it would be John Wick.
That's it. Like, all right. If Neo come to the Matrix and fucked one of them computerized persons, they would have had a baby.
And fucked.
Was that on Pineapple Express?
So you're telling me this is the product of baby fucking?
Pineapple Express.
Oh, man, I got to buy this shit.
If that fucking Gorilla Glue fucked that goddamn granddaddy Pine.
And they had a kid. And then this shit had a kid. And then those two babies
fucked.
This is the product of their fucking. Oh,
this is the product of baby fucking?
Oh, I gotta buy some of this. I gotta hit this. Let me try it.
Yeah, Seth Rogen reference on Pineapple Express. That was an awesome movie.
Check that episode.
And I hate that we did not even mention that part in that movie. When we did that movie, we didn't say no.
Oh, I'm sure we mentioned fuck.
I don't think we did.
Because I love that.
I'm going to go back and listen to that movie this week.
Do it, because I'm pretty sure I would have mentioned. That's my favorite part of that movie.
Really?
That, and this is the product of baby fucking? Ooh, I got to try this.
Well, maybe I do got to go back and listen to that episode.
All right, so anyway, other favorite parts? Any favorite parts before we move on to rating and reviews of John Wick?
John Wick, man. I didn't, when this movie come out back in 2014, I said, I'm not a Keanu Reeves fan. I really do not like Keanu Reeves that much as an actor.
I used to. I'm not as big anymore.
All right, when I was young, Bill and Ted was cool to me. I liked Bill and Ted. It was more my style when I was a kid. It was funny. It was, hey, dude. You know, it was fucking dude, where's my car type humor. I liked it, but it put Keanu Reeves in an area for me. It put him in
it
the
pigeonholed
fucking,
him.
Yeah.
He was pigeonholed.
And then when Speed come out, I was like, okay, he's got a little bit more range, but he's still a fucking weird douchebag that's still.
Whoa,
yeah. And then Point Break might have come out first, and I was like, well, that's still fucking Bill and Ted, but now he's a police officer. He just got about 10 years older. Now he's a police officer.
He was a police officer in Speed.
Or his dad was, yeah.
He was in Speed.
No, I'm talking about Bill and Ted. His dad was like a police officer.
One
of their dads was like the marshal or
he was
whatever.
The police chief.
But anyway, okay, that's what you think. Point Break, he's like, he's following his dad's footsteps. That's it. That's fucking, he's about to jump in a telephone booth and fucking go to fucking 1977.
And stop Patrick Swayze from being born.
Right. So he wouldn't have created that shithole of a movie I don't know, every movie Patrick Swayze in, pretty good.
Oh, it is.
The Roadkill.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. We need to do some of his movies, man.
You know they come out with a sequel to Roadhouse?
Really? I didn't know
It was about his son. After he died.
You know how many of you were talking really, really fast now to try to get our points
son,
up?
Yeah, his son is the next guy in line to be Roadhouse. It was a B movie, and it went straight to DVD.
All right, we're doing Patrick Swayze. At the end, we're doing Patrick Swayze. That's it.
We can't do Patrick Swayze. He's dead.
I know, but that's our...
the game. I thought you meant
that's our game.
You said we're doing Patrick Swayze.
No, we might not do Patrick Swayze. It's your call.
All right.
This my pick? Is this my pick or your pick?
I don't know.
This is my pick. You pick Jack Reacher.
I picked
John Wick.
Let's get to it before we get there. Anyway, so if you're done with any memorable parts you want to talk about, we can move on to the rating review of the 2014 John Wick.
I like his little scene where he's talking to the dad, Vigoro or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, can you excuse my son for what he done? He didn't know no better. He's just a fucking kid. He's like, your son took everything from it. And it was like the fucking scene off of Taken where he's like,
I have a special set of skills.
He took everything I love in life. You're going to die. Everybody's going to die who steps in my way of killing that motherfucker. Once I kill him, we're all done. And then at the end of the movie, at that point, the dad's like, all right, well, I got to call my goons.
I got to take care of my boy.
I got to call my goons. And then he's like, I'm going to put a hit out on fucking Wick. And it's... Kill that motherfucker, be killed. What is it, like $10 million? I don't know, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
It's what he's giving for Wick's head. And then at the end of the movie, he's like, all right, you can kill my son. Just let me fucking live. Just let me live. Just let me live. And you can kill him, and it'll all be over, right? And John Wick's like, okay, deal. And he lets him go. John Wick lets the old man go after all that fucking bloodshed. After all the bloodshed, he still lets him go. He's like, all right, I'm a man of my word. I let him go, but I'm killing your son. And at the end, he's like, what? They know you're coming. He's like, don't matter, bitch. I'm going to kill them all. He's like, it don't matter. I know they know I'm coming. But they know that I know that they know that we know each other's coming. We're all coming to kill them. But they know they're going to die eventually because I'm John Wick. Right?
And I'm down to fuck.
I'm down to fuck you up. And you're going to get fucked in your face when I fucking shoot all your fucking people in the face to die. Every one of them can't have an open casket.
Blow my load over all your goons' face.
No open caskets. And that fucking city. We didn't even mention there's a hotel that fucking is like, okay, we know y'all goons are staying here. It's been out for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, there's a hotel that's like, we know y'all are goons. We know y'all are hitman. Anybody that stays here, it's rules off. You cannot touch nobody that's staying here. It's everybody's cool here. It don't matter if you're trying to kill each other. Well, then the woman comes in, and he sees the woman. He's like, hey, what's her name? She's like, hey, John Wick, how are you? I remember me, I used to suck your dick all the time and fuck you in the ass or whatever she likes to do. You know, he likes
a little
weird
tranny action there.
Yeah,
going.
John Wick likes weird stuff.
Hey, John Wick's John Wick.
That's right. He don't matter.
He don't care where he dips his wick.
That's right. Well, and then she tries to kill him, and then people shoot in from the window at her and him. You remember all that?
I don't.
You suck, man. That was a good movie. You need to watch that movie again.
I'm probably going to watch that movie again before I do Chapter 2.
Chapter 2 is going to be great.
I hope so.
Because we got another dog in that movie, and I don't think he does. This dog's, and this dog's like my dog, Lulu. It's a blue-nosed pit.
Is your dog laying down over there?
No, he's looking at me right here.
I'm just trying to stretch my
legs.
He's
trying to get on Mike over there. I think he wants to get in that chair.
I'm trying to stretch my legs before she comes back.
I think she wants to get in that chair. She's just scratching over there trying to get your fleas off of her.
What's your rating and review on this
You
movie?
Done gave my dog fleas. Lay in bed with dogs, you get fleas, Phil.
Well, apparently, if dogs lay in bed with Phil, they get fleas.
That's right, because my dog don't have fleas, so you gave my dog fleas.
I'm kind of itchy at the moment, too, myself. But anyway, Rating and review, Big Lance.
Well, I'm sorry. Any kind of antibiotics might take care of your itch. But my rating and review is John Wick. Somebody told me about it that I work with that is a lot younger than me, that was 19 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably 30 at the time. I'm almost 32 now. Oh my God, I'm getting old.
I'm 35.
Well, that's not far from me, you big bastard. But anyway, this guy was 19 about 2 years ago, and he told me, he was like, "Man, John Wick, goddamn, you got." He was like, "I was like, John Wick, man. I heard about that movie. I kind of want to watch it, but yeah. I ain't real big into Keanu." And he was like, "John Wick, man, you got to fucking watch that. That was the best fucking movie ever." And I was like, "Really, fucking John Wick?" And it took me about 7 or 8 months after he told me that. I was like, "I'm gonna get around to watching it," but it took me about 7 or 8 months after that, and I watched it. And I was like, "God damn, that was badass." But then it was about 6 months later, I seen it again, and a John Wick 2 was coming out, and that was not long now.
I never noticed John Wick until John Wick 2 trailers come out. I was like, hold on, I missed John Wick.
I heard about John Wick 2 coming out, and me and my old lady was sitting around, and we was flipping through the Cody box, and John Wick 1 happened to come up. And I was like, "Let's watch that. I haven't watched it." And we watched it, and I was like, "Oh, I remember everything in this fucking movie. I watched this movie. I watched it at the house on Dish Network." And then I found out that I had done watched it, and I was like, "Well, damn, I don't know how I didn't fucking remember this movie, because this is fucking awesome." And then it come on again on Dish Network, and I recorded it on my DVR, and I've watched it 3 times since it's come out. So I really love this movie. I'm going to give this movie a 8.9.
8.9? Wow. Okay. I thought this was a pretty kick-ass action film. It really kind of brought me back to The Matrix and Jack Reacher. That's why I said they were kind of the love child between the two. So I really kind of got a Matrix vibe, but also got a Jack Reacher. And now that you mention it, Liam Neeson taking kind of feel. I didn't enjoy this movie as much as you did. I will say I enjoyed the first Jack Reacher better than I did the first John Wick. We'll get into Jack Reacher 2 and John Wick 2 later. I hate to interrupt
a little bit, but you're giving it a Liam Neeson feel because Keanu Reeves is getting old.
Right. But, I mean, I'll get into Jack Reacher 2 and John Wick 2 as we get into them, so I don't know how – we'll see how those go. But I like Jack Reacher, the first Jack Reacher, better than I did the John Wick, first John Wick. I'm not as big on this movie as you. I'm going to give this movie – I'm going to give it a 7. And I feel like I'm being a little generous there. I actually kind of want to give it like a 6.8. But I'm going to go ahead and give it a
– Really?
I'm going to give it a 7.
After all the good shit you talked about.
I mean, it was good. I loved it. It was a good action film. It was a good shoot 'em up. If you want to watch some action killing,
watch it. So you
like
Jack Reacher better than this?
Mm-hmm. But if you want to watch a shoot 'em up killing movie, hey, this is a good one to watch. But I got –
You think the original Jack Reacher was better than John Wick?
Yes.
Okay.
But – with that being said, if you want to watch a good shoot 'em up movie, watch this. It's a good recommend. But I got to rate this movie on how well I think the acting, the movie, the storyline, everything as a whole. And everything as a whole, best I can give it, and like I said, I feel like I'm being just a tad bit generous, is going to be a 7.
All right. Well, you gave that out. I'm going to say this now. I think this movie has better... I think this movie had a better writing role than Jack. I don't know. I love Jack Reacher, but listen, I'm going to say.
Now, Jack Reacher 2 is a different story, and we'll get into that
shortly. We will, but I'm going to say Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, for me, was a better role as Jack Reacher than Keanu Reeves was as John Wick. But the action scenes, not the dialogue of the movie, not Jack Reacher, the first one, dialogue of that was awesome. I loved the little, how badass Jack Reacher was and how little fucking maneuvers it takes to beat up four people. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like fucking pop, 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 pop. I hit three strikes, kills four people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Something like that. You know, that was badass. But, and how, I'm going to tell you, we'll get into that when we go into Jack Reacher 2. I'm sorry, but I almost mentioned a badass scene in Jack Reacher 2. And it's how he's kind of taking off jackets while he's beating the fuck out of shit out of somebody else. He's taking their jacket off, beating the shit out of them, putting their jacket on while he's still beating the shit out of them. Mm-hmm. But John Wick, man, he's just like kill shots. And it's like 40, it's like Scarface. It's like 40 people at one. And he's killing everybody.
Right.
He don't get the shots that Scarface takes. He don't get the shots that Tony Montana takes because he's just too badass. He has on his little bulletproof vest. He takes the shots that he does take. He never gets a headshot on himself, but everybody else gets a headshot. All right, but anyway, we done our rating and review.
Yep,
let's get into our little game.
Budget versus box office.
All right.
What do you think this movie, John Wick, spent? What's the budget of this movie? 2014.
Keanu Reeves, big name, big budget.
Okay.
They spent $120 million, $140 million.
Which one?
$140.
Well, you're $120 off. It was $20 million. They spent $20 million on this movie.
Wow. They had some good, like that fucking motel was like, it looked like kind of like a 50s style almost.
Right.
What
do you think it grossed? Box office.
20 million? They did 240 million on this movie. 43
million.
You're shitting me.
Yep, they did 43 million. Opening weekend.
They did 7.5 million.
14 million.
I said 7 times 2.
Okay. Bonus question. How many months was this in the theater?
This was in theaters for 2 months.
4 months.
4 months.
You were just off your game tonight, my brother. Just off your game.
It's all right, man.
It's all right. It happens.
I put more faith in this movie than it earned.
Mm-hmm. All
because
right.
I really love this movie.
Well, let's get into the name game. Electronics devices put away.
Are you waiting for Jack Reacher Chapter 3 or are you waiting for John Wick Chapter 2 right now? What would you rather see right now?
Right now, Chapter 2, John Wick, because Jack Reacher 3 or 2. Because
you know there's going to be another dog in it that fucking is
bad. I didn't know that until just now, but... No, we'll get into my reasons for Jack Reacher, too, in a minute. But anyway, all right, name game. This was your pick, John Wick, so it's on me. I know you want the obvious, but I'm going John Leguizamo.
Okay. I'm going to go Ice Age.
Nice. Ice Age Continental Drift.
Ice Age... The Meltdown.
Nice. That was the one I was going to say. The Pest.
It was called, Spunked.
Spunked?
It was about them. They was on meth and shit.
Spunked.
Spunked. If you want to challenge me, big dog. That takes away 1 point from you. Spunked. S-P-U-N-K-E-D. Spunked.
I'm going to let that one slide because I'm not sure.
Because I fucking spelled it out for you. Because I spelled the fucking movie out for you.
Oh, man, there's been a bunch of good movies he's been in. Even some he's just been like...
A little cameos.
Yeah, man. It's just been extras and supporting.
Roles.
Might have to go with Mario Brothers.
Oh my God, that's an old fucking movie.
Get off your phone.
I wouldn't even have thought
of it. I can see it in your eyes, in your glasses.
What
put
do
your
you
phone
see?
Down. Oh, man, are you cheating?
I'm not.
Electronic devices closed during this game, man.
Closed. Spunk. Leguizami. Ice Age. The Pest. John Leguizami. Spawn.
I feel like you seen that on your phone, but...
I swear to God I didn't.
Okay. Oh, I'm done. You win. Because I don't have any more, though. Because that was my final one with Spawn. All right, well, you won the name game.
I'm the winner.
Let's bust into some Stump the Chump, my brother. Let's stump. Let's see who can stump the chump.
All right. We need to do Spawn. I like Spawn movie. I don't know why, but it was a good movie to me, and everybody else didn't like it. But I really did. First black superhero, I think. Maybe. Who was first? Shaft.
What, Blade come out before Spawn?
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
We should do Blade too. I like Blade. I love Blade.
Could do the whole trilogy. I got them.
I don't want to do the whole trilogy.
Well, we could do it all in one shot.
I do Men in Black trilogy for that trilogy.
Well, I was going to say I bought on Vudu all three of the Blades. Well,
I do Men in Black trilogy for that one.
We could do Men in Black.
But trilogy. I'd like to do Blade 1.
Well, we could just talk about 2 and 3 in it, right?
We can.
That's what I'm saying. Do like a triple feature.
Yeah, but I got to watch all three of them.
No, I'll watch all three.
Can I watch a review on all the other two?
Sure. You've already seen them.
I've seen them.
You just need to refresh on it.
I just like, what's the main character? It's Wesley Snipes, and what's the main bad guy on the first one?
Steven Dorff,
the fucking...
Yeah, but do you even
blue cigarette.
Do you even fucking remember that Daryl's in the second one? From Walking Dead, Norman Reedus?
I don't remember. He's the bad guy?
No, he's the new Whistler. Because, you know, Whistler died in the first one.
But he's in the third one.
Well, Whistler come back in the second one.
Yeah, he was a vampire.
Yeah, and they cured him.
But he was in the
third. The good people get to be cured.
The third one is the bad one, right?
The third one, he dies.
Yeah.
And Jessica Biel is his illegitimate daughter. So she's the new Whistler.
Let me go to my Podomatic page. I got to find a good one for you. I found one. Alright, this is Continuity and Goofs. Continuity. Jeannie's fiancé is standing in the bar wearing a blue shirt with a pink lié. Is that the right term, lié?
I think so.
What is that? Was it like a vest or something?
Sure.
I believe that's what that is. A pink lié. The camera rotates several other people coming back to him, still in the blue shirt, but no lié.
What was the girl's name?
Jenny's
fiance.
Jenny's
is Jenny
fiance.
Is Jenny right?
Is that yeah, that's name? Right. It's J-E-A-N.
Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
You fucking piece of shit. Is that her name?
I don't know. But that just sounded like that movie.
All right, you got it.
All right, quotes.
I didn't stump the chump.
Not tonight, baby.
He's still a chump, though.
I'm still a chump, but you didn't stump me. all right, bam, quote. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Huh?
I'm ready.
Huh?
Huh?
What was that? I should kill everyone and escape? Sorry, the voices.
Suicide Squad.
Ha ha ha.
Harley Quinn.
I told you.
Harley Look, Quinn.
Can I tell you the one I really wanted to do,
go
but
for
it was going to be way off.
And I would have figured it out. Let's hear it.
Yeah, you would have known this one. I love this guy. He's so intense. You're a lucky man. You got a bad bitch. Oh, that she is. The fire in my loins. The itch in my crotch. The one and only. The infamous.
Harley Quinn!
Oh, come to daddy. Puddin'? Listen. You are my gift to this handsome hunka-hunka. You belong
hunka-hunka!
You belong to him now. Well, you're cute. You want me? I'm all yours. I don't want no beef. You don't want no beef?
You don't want no beef?
You don't want no beef? You don't want no beef? Why? What's wrong? You don't like me? Fine. Don't waste my time then. This is your lady. Look, are you enjoying yourself? No, that's your lady, Joker. That's right.
You don't want no beef? You don't want no beef?
All right, well,
honka, honka.
So tonight, nobody stumped the Trump. I mean, stumped the chump.
Stumped the Trump. I like that, too.
Nobody stumped the chump tonight, so me and Big Lance both have the win.
You want to do our new little game?
Let's call it Google Best.
Google Best.
You like that?
That's cool. Maybe Google will sponsor us and we can fucking get some. Kickbacks.
All right, well, check this out, Podcast Land. We're doing a game called Google Best. We pick a random actor that has been in at least one movie that we've done an episode on. And Big Lance, like, he chooses the actor. He pulls up Google, and he Googles that person the first three movies. I have three attempts to get two of them. And then the roles reverse. So, Big Lance, who am I finding out who the Google Best is tonight?
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett from Ninja Turtles.
And Ninja Turtles 2.
All right, well, right out the gate, my first pick is going to be Ninja Turtles. Yay or nay?
Hold on, let me fucking Will Arnett.
Just Google Will Arnett and see what movies pop up.
And this could either be movies or TV shows.
Okay, any media he's been in. Yay or nay on the Ninja Turtles?
No.
No?
No.
So, all right. So, I got two more choices. I got to get every answer. Arrested Development.
That's his first.
Okay.
He's not best. He is best known for Arrested Development.
And damn, Ninja Turtles ain't on that?
That was 2003 to 2013.
Yeah, because it was on Fox, and then it moved to, like, Hulu.
That was 10 years.
Or Amazon or something.
10 years worth of Arrested Development. That was a good show.
Yeah, but
I haven't watched, but, like, the first or second season.
It had
season.
Michael Cera on it. They only run the first, like, 3 years.
Michael Cera's a fucking genius,
that was the first
dude.
Thing I ever seen him
He's
in.
A genius.
But it run, like, 3 years and on Fox, and then it got canceled, and then,
right,
like, Amazon
right,
picked it up.
Right.
Fuck, man, I don't know anything else he's been in. I'm going to blow my load on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Nope.
All right, what were the other two?
You give up?
Well, that was my third choice. So.
Well, you know he did BoJack Horseman on Netflix.
I don't know that
one. He was BoJack Horseman.
Never heard of that.
He's a horse-headed man.
Never heard
Cartoon.
Of it.
Cartoon.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Okay.
I think this is an Amazon original. It's called Flake. It's a show that he started in 2016.
So all three of them were shows?
Nope. The first two are shows. And this might be a movie, Flaked. I'm not sure. I can click on it real quick and check.
It ain't that important. You got me because
I'll
mean,
click on it real
won.
Quick. It
because
is.
Because I didn't get it. I got one. I won
it
out of
It got 42% on Rotten Tomatoes. It is a...
I got one out of three.
It's a series. So, it's a Netflix original called Flaked.
So, every one of them was a show?
Nope. The third one is the Lego Movie 2014.
Wait. So, Arrested Development, Flake.
And the Lego Movie.
I thought
movie.
You said Bo Horseman Head.
No, I said that's something else he done.
Okay,
was
okay,
a
okay.
Netflix original.
Lego Movie. He was Batman.
He's all over the place.
He's Batman. And
Will Arnett is all over the place.
He's Batman in Lego Movie.
Yeah.
Okay. And they got a movie coming out called Batman, the Lego Movie. And he's going to be Batman.
Yeah. And all right. Do you know how much it's done in box office so far? God damn, dude. It's already got like $400 million, I think.
What?
Lego Batman movie.
I didn't know it was in box office. Sorry.
Oh, but okay, I will say his fourth is BoJack Horseman. His fifth is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. His sixth is the Lego Batman movie. And it just come out. Seventh Ninja Turtles, the original, but the...
So Out of the Shadows was before the original?
Yeah.
Nice.
And Blades of Glory is the...
Yeah, I forgot he was in Blades of Glory. I remember that. Okay, so it's my turn. What fucking...
I like this. Google search.
Google search or Google best?
No, I like it.
Google search.
What we calling it?
Called it Google Best. But
that's cool.
Like the best movies that come up on Google. Google Best.
That's it.
All right.
Google's Best.
Google's Best. Gotcha. All right. I am going with Jared Leto.
All right. Are you really looking right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's gonna blow your mind too. It's gonna blow your mind too. Pick the three top movies.
Fight Club.
Yes.
Suicide Squad.
And you got the win.
And
for extra points, the third one.
He played in this movie. I don't know what it's called. What is it?
Dallas Buyers Club.
Really? He was in that?
But let's give you some...
I didn't watch
Let's give you some more... I ain't either. Let's give you some more stuff, just real quick. Mr. Nobody. Requiem for a Dream. I've not watched that, but I've heard good things about it. American Psycho with Christian Bale. Chapter 27, I don't know. He was in Panic Room with Jodie Foster. You remember that movie? Lord of War with Nicolas Cage. He's gonna be in the new Blade Runner movie with Ryan Gosling. Blade Runner 2049. He was in Switchback. I remember that movie. I don't remember him in it. He was in Urban Legend in 1998.
I do remember him in it because whenever Suicide Squad came out, I searched movies that he was in, and I remember him being in that.
He was a big actor in Cool and Crazy.
But I seen a...
Cool and the Crazy? I remember that movie. That was the Alicia Silverstone movie.
I don't remember what it was called, but I seen a movie recently on Facebook. That it was a trailer of a movie, and I don't remember what it was called, but it looked like a good movie, and he was in it when he was young.
So...
He's a pretty big actor.
Well, he's been in a lot of shit.
But he's a musician.
But was he in movies before he was a musician?
He was a musician. Then he started movies.
Well, because his movies go back right here to 1995.
What is it, girl?
Yeah, that was Thin Red Line. He was in that war movie. I never watched it, but I know it. It come out about the same time as Saving Private Ryan. Okay, well, that was pretty fun. I lost that one. So you beat me and you beat me on the other one. You did good tonight on Google. You are Google's best.
I'm the best.
You are Google's
best.
You
want to do one word? John Wick, one word. I'm going to say relentless.
Mission. So you had a relentless mission.
All
right, that's cool. All right. Well, guys, if you enjoyed this show, and we hope you did, check us out at smokyshelter.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter on Twitter.
Check us out on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating and review. That's very important. It helps spread the word. Podomatic, Podbean, Pocket Cast, wherever you pick us up at, give us some love. Give us some feedback on it. Facebook, it don't matter. Give us some feedback. If you have any questions, any comments, want us to talk about something on the show, write us in at thesmokyshelter@gmail.com. I think that's it for the plugs. We do have a Patreon site, so check that out for you hardcore Smoky Shelter donators.
5-star review on iTunes.
Absolutely. Any last words, Big Lance?
Fucks with us, we fucks with you. And you killed my dog, bitch. I'm going to kill you too.
Fucks with John Wicks. John Wicks fucks with you.
That's right.
Later.
He's out. I gotta piss. We're killing strangers. We're killing strangers. We're killing strangers so we don't kill the ones who we love.
All right, so I'm going to go into the story plot.
He might have double tapped sometimes. Reference from Zombieland that we haven't put out yet. But we'll do again.
We have to do it again.
We will do it. We will do that again because Zombieland is worthy of a podcast. Bill Murray alone in the movie is worthy of a podcast.
Right.
Our fucking
Twinkies are worthy of the podcast.
Right. Right. Emma Stone. I mean, you can't deny that movie.
Emma Stone is worthy of a lot more than a podcast. I didn't pay attention to our time, so I don't know where we started. We've been talking.
It don't matter. I think about
10 minutes.
20. 10? 20. 15. Nah. 15 at the most.
We ended our last episode on, we ended the first episode on 50 minutes. Then we went about 40 minutes with this one, so that'd put us at about 90. We're at 101 now. So, yeah, about 10 or 12 minutes. Okay. Motherfuckers better run. All right, favorite parts on this movie. What parts on this movie really stood out and made you go, I love this movie or I hate this movie? Yeah, that part would have done it for me. Please don't projectile vomit. Don't projectile vomit on me.
I'm sorry.
Been there, done that. Motherfuckers better run. Let's do one word.
What movie are we in?
We are talking about John Wick.
This is still our second movie?
This is our third movie, baby.
God damn, how many movies?
We got one more.
Motherfuckers
better run. That's where you should have went with that. You should have said that. You should have said, fucks with John Wicks. John Wicks fucks with you.
That's what you said.
But you should have said it and ended it with that.
I don't want to step on your toes, man.
You didn't know I was going to say that shit.
Huh?
You didn't know I was going to say that shit. Motherfuckers better run.